People obviously asking the question if the Equality Commission was right to spend £150,000 plus of public money on the Gay Cake case. £200,000 spent by Asher's Bakery. They are being supported by the Christian Institute. That's a lot of money. That is a lot of money for a cake that should have cost just over 35 quid. Right, 0289033105. I want to speak to the DUP's Paul Given, who took a very obvious interest in this case the whole way along. Paul Given, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
This led to your conscience clause and the debate and the discussion around that. You were getting support from the Catholic Church on it. You were getting it in the neck from Sinn Féin and from other people who were arguing against you. You must probably, I presume, have some sort of smile on your face this morning.
Well, today I'm delighted with the news that has came through. A unanimous verdict of the UK Supreme Court, the highest court of the land, and they have found in favour on all counts for the MacArthur family. No discrimination took place on the grounds of sexual orientation. No discrimination took place in terms of political opinion. And we now have absolute clarity on the law. In this country, we have freedom of religion, and we also cannot be compelled to express something, or indeed anybody to be compelled to express a political opinion that you deeply and profoundly disagree with. So today is a victory that everyone in Northern Ireland can celebrate, and right across the United Kingdom. And so I am delighted personally for the MacArthur family, a family that I know. I know the impact that this journey has had on them over the past 4 or 5 years, and that has been profound. But they stood strong. They did that graciously with great humility. And all along they said this was to do with the message and not the messenger, and that there was never any attempt to discriminate on the individual sexual orientation. And that has now been upheld by the highest court of the land. So today is a victory.
It took it to go to the highest court in the land because other judges ruled in favour of Gareth Lee.
Well, there's huge ramifications. People are now going to rightly ask questions. Why did the initial district judge get it so badly wrong? The Court of Appeal for Northern Ireland got it wrong. And indeed, the UK Supreme Court found that the Court of Appeal were wrong not to refer this case to the UK Supreme Court before they made their order. And indeed, the Equality Commission has used our taxpayers' money, hundreds of thousands of pounds, to take a case to do with a £35 cake. Now, that has huge consequences for the Equality Commission and their standing as an organisation that claims to stand for equality, and yet they have been found on the wrong side of this judgment. And I think there are now going to be very, very serious consequences for the Equality Commission.
They are on the wrong side of the judgment, and they're well out of pocket in relation to the public purse. But they felt they had to stand with this gay man in these circumstances because he felt he was being discriminated against because he was gay. And there is an attitude abroad in Northern Ireland which would suggest that people are discriminated against because they're gay.
Well, that wasn't what this case was about in terms of the MacArthur family, and they said that all along. They said that they would serve Mr. Lee, that they had no issue in serving Mr. Lee, but they couldn't express an opinion that he sought to have put on a cake because it went against their genuinely held Christian beliefs. And I am glad that the UK Supreme Court, Lady Hale, has found that to be the case. They have vindicated the MacArthur's position that they have held, and the Equality Commission got it wrong. And not only did they get it wrong, they got it badly wrong, and they have used taxpayers' money to do that. Now, that is something that the Equality Commission today stand in the dock and find to have got it wrong. Now, whenever these things go wrong, people need to take accountability and responsibility for their decision-making process. I await with interest how the Equality Commission will show that they got it wrong by the actions that they take. Now, we in Northern Ireland, and it was my position, I made it clear in my proposals to do with freedom of conscience. I said that we needed as a society to make space for difference. We needed to recognise that people had different identities. Those identities often will clash and there are tensions. But we need to find a way in our society that that can be respected without enforcing another person's political opinion upon another set of people. And that is what was being asked of the MacArthur family, that they would be compelled to express a view that they could not do. And now we have a victory for freedom of religion and freedom of expression. And this is something that other people in other aspects of life will now be able to use if they are asked to express a political opinion in support of fox hunting, for example, and they don't agree with fox hunting. They don't have to print a t-shirt saying, "I support fox hunting." And there are people that hold very strong views about that. So this doesn't just relate to sexual orientation. This relates to all aspects of compelled speech, which is what was at a core part of this case and why this was being taken the whole way through the UK Supreme Court. So I think everyone should find reason to celebrate today's judgment as a victory for common sense in a society where we need to find that reasonable accommodation to respect people and their differences.
Lady Hale does say that this conclusion is not in any way to diminish the need to protect gay people and the people who support gay marriage from discrimination. She says it is deeply humiliating and an affront to human dignity to deny someone a service because of that person's race, gender, disability, sexual orientation, religion, or belief. She does say, of course, that this is not what happened in this case. But she does say this conclusion is not in any way to diminish the need to protect gay people and people who support gay marriage from discrimination. People who are gay, people who support gay marriage, do feel discriminated against in this country, and they feel discriminated against by your party, Paul.
Well, they shouldn't, and I make this point. Lady Hale is right in the comments that she makes. Nobody, and I said this throughout the consultation that I had to do with freedom of conscience and finding a reasonable accommodation, nobody should be refused a service on the basis of their sexual orientation. If somebody wants to get a public service, whether it's getting onto a bus or on a train or whatever it would be wholly wrong for someone to be denied that purely because they're gay. And so that is right, what Lady Hale has said. But she makes the point, this is not what this case was about. The Equality Commission said that this is exactly what the case was about. And they have been found now to have got that badly wrong. So I agree with Lady Hale's comments in terms that people shouldn't be discriminated against because of their sexual orientation. I'm glad that the MacArthur family have been found innocent in that respect. And also, my proposals around a reasonable accommodation and freedom of conscience has been found to have been the right proposals, but they're now no longer necessary because, thankfully, the UK Supreme Court has now clarified the law in this respect. But there are a whole host of people who, in response to this case, and you've named some of the other political parties, and in response to my proposals around this reasonable accommodation, on which came about as a result of the Ashers Bakery, a whole series of political parties, the Alliance Party, Sinn Féin, the SDLP, all lined up to say that this was the wrong approach to take. They have now been found to have got that wrong, and they need to reflect on that. They need to reflect on the way in which they handled the responses to those proposals, the way in which they were dealing with this particular case, and now recognise we live in a society that is different. Christians should not be subject to compelled speech. They were prosecuted by the Equality Commission, this Christian family, because of their Christian beliefs, and that was wrong. And they stood firm, they stood with great humility, and we owe them a huge debt of gratitude for the stand that they have taken, not just for people who are Christians in Northern Ireland that hold sincerely to their beliefs, but because of the much broader reasons that this court case is vitally important to do with compelled speech. And therefore, as I've said before, if you hold a strong political view that differs with somebody else, you shouldn't be forced to endorse that other political opinion.
Okay.
That's a common sense approach in a tolerant society.
Okay, and very briefly, however, it does bring back into sharp focus the whole idea of gay marriage, marriage equality in Northern Ireland. And if Gareth Lee didn't get his decorated cake, he's got that into the limelight once more. Are we any closer to marriage equality in Northern Ireland from your perspective?
let the Assembly be convened tomorrow and political parties and their representatives can take that issue onto the floor of the Assembly. We have a mandate for the position that we take, and other parties have their position. And again, in a society that is respectful of the democratic process, we would be respectful of the democratic outcome on the floor of the Assembly.
Okay.
This is an issue that has been debated for years. It will continue to be debated in the future. But there is a democratic process available to those that want to change the law in Northern Ireland through the Assembly, but they're stopping that Assembly from meeting. We will take our mandate into the Assembly. I'm clear on the position that I hold in respect of the definition of marriage, but I'm quite happy to debate that with other people that take a different view and then to vote on it accordingly.
Okay, Paul Given from the DUP, thank you very much for your time. Dr. Michael Wardlow is from the Equality Commission. Michael, good morning.
Hey, Frank.
You're coming in for immense criticism, particularly from Paul Given there. Well over £150,000 of public money has been spent taking this the whole way through, and the money has been lost. Was it worth it, Michael?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the focus, I can understand why people are putting this back in the money rather than the issue. But we have a budget to support individuals. We support 50 every year. This has cost less than 20% of our budget over 4 years. And it has actually allowed a debate on an area of receiving services. Now, I want to say a couple of things. Obviously, you have our statement. We're disappointed in this. But the disappointment isn't the thing I want to focus on. I heard the tail end of what Paul was saying there. And I think there is a danger that this case, once again, is used to highlight something about the Christians' freedom of expression and the creeping secularism. This has never been about Christians' freedom of expression. In the particular case, yes, Asher's Bakery have directors who have a strong Christian faith, but it could equally have been someone who had a political opinion different to that of a service provider who was denied a service, and that was made clear in the judgment. So I want to take this away from some sense of Christian conscience that I heard Paul talking about and focus on the big issue that we're left with. When I left Northern Ireland and came over here, we had settled case law on a number of areas, and one of those was when you walk into a shop, we would understand what you should expect. You and I know in previous times you would have known shops to go into. There would have been places that you maybe didn't think you would have got a job in, and a quality law over 40 years has laid down a number of very clear parameters that overt and covert discrimination is no longer acceptable. Now, when Gareth walked into the shop and he was denied the service, he believes on the grounds that he was associated with a gay cause, he felt like a second-class citizen. The judgment today seems to confirm that that was okay to do. Now, my concern in all of this judgment seems to say that commercial businesses are entitled to hold beliefs. Now, I have no problem with directors of companies holding beliefs. That happens all the time, and it can be a political or religious belief. It doesn't have to be something to do with Christian tradition. But this judgment today seems to say that commercial enterprises are entitled to have a belief, and that their belief is actually taken in preference to the belief of the person looking for a service. In other words, if you don't like what it is that the person who's looking for your service supports, you can actually deny the service. Now, this leaves it up to, when you walk into a shop, how do you know what the religious or political view of the person who owns that shop or service provider is? How do we know that? Gareth said again today, he now is going to have to think before he goes into a shop. Now, the whole purpose of equality legislation for service provision was that you should be clear. So this has somehow got confused in a freedom of expression within the Christian tradition debate. Of course it involves that. But the problem for this is that the law today overturns two court judgments, established law in Northern Ireland, and we as a commission have to go back and reflect on the advice and guidance that we give to service providers and customers. Because the judgment today seems to say this is going to be a case-by-case basis. In other words, if someone denies a service to someone and they say, it's because I don't like your political or religious opinion, and I'm not going to supply you with that particular area, whether that's a room or whatever it happens to be, how do we actually know that that's okay? Is this simply saying, if I believe that what you believe is wrong, I just have almost a carte blanche to deny you the service? I actually don't know. But this court judgment today seems to say that the line has to be drawn on a case-by-case basis. That is the antipathy of what equality legislation is meant to do, which is provide clarity. So my big concern after disappointment is this leaves us with a position where equality legislation in receiving goods and services is unclear at the moment.
But is it not a common sense outcome when you think of it in the round where Gareth was coming from and where Asher's Bakery are coming from? They don't They don't want to write the slogan "Support Gay Marriage" because they do not believe in gay marriage. They do not want to write it. So surely they have the right not to write it, and Gareth has the right to ask for it to be written. If they refuse to write it, Gareth can go and get it written somewhere else. Paul Given gave the example of someone's buying a t-shirt, support fox hunting, and the person who is selling the t-shirts, making the t-shirts, is a vegan. They're not going to want to write support fox hunting. So they politely refuse and you go to the next person who prints t-shirts. Is that not common sense?
No, it's absolutely not, because you're actually confirming what I said. It's a case-by-case basis. In other words, those things people might say, oh, get over yourself, you know, go somewhere else. But let's imagine it was a political or religious opinion, and someone was saying, you know, you're on one political tradition, and you're asking me to provide a service. I don't know, it could be a hall where we're allowing you to meet, to have a meeting, and I'm not doing that because I'm from a different tradition. We tend to think of this in terms of, oh, well, just get on with your life. All that happened was it was a cake. He was denied a service. The bigger issue in this is not whether a vegan can get a t-shirt or should print a t-shirt, because we tend to get into the examples and we choose examples depending on the side of this that we're on. This is not common sense. The whole idea that we somehow decide on a case-by-case basis, well, was that a big risk or was it a low risk? By turning that person away, is it, were they really offended or were they only a little bit offended? We can't get into subjectivity. And my bigger issue in this is, how do you know when you walk into a shop that that person's a vegan or someone has a different political or religious tradition than you? This leaves it almost like the lottery. You know, you don't know. It's not on a wall somewhere. And the very fact that in the court judgment, it was very clear at all times that Gareth didn't know this was a Christian bakery. There was nothing in their articles of association that said they were a Christian bakery. And yet this court judgment seems to say that companies can have beliefs.
But a lot of people who contribute to this program and who send us texts and emails believe that companies can have beliefs as well, that the Asher representatives are entitled to their beliefs the same way that Gareth is entitled to his beliefs. And if he didn't know that it was a Christian bakery, that's not the issue. They didn't know he was gay. That's not the issue. The point is he wanted a slogan and they didn't want to write it. Both people surely have rights.
Absolutely. No, they do. And this is the issue. We've never debated this. We have never said that Asher's didn't have, the directors of Asher's, we have never argued that they didn't have deeply held religious beliefs. That's a given. It's in our statements. So this is a given. The question is, in this case, the individuals who make up a company, and let's say, you know, the board of directors and three or four are Christians and then you have people from other traditions. The issue here is the company itself, as an entity, is a commercial trading enterprise. It wasn't held out that it was trading as a Christian business, because Christian businesses don't exist. They're not at law. It's different if you're running a Christian bookshop, of course, but this wasn't. This was a trading company. My point is not about the Christian thing. When you go in to get a service from anybody, how do you know what the value base of that company is? How are we meant to know that? And, you know, as I said, in the old days, we would have known particular shops that we would have gone into because they kept something we were looking for, or maybe it was at the side of the town that was in our community. Now, all that the quality law has done is to say overt and covert discrimination has gone. You now have protection. Now, this court, in our view, has actually come in and said on a case-by-case basis, we have to make this call between the rights of the owners. Of course, the owners have rights, but it seems that this court has said the rights of the owners have precedence. Now, how does that seem fair and common sense? In other words, the right to provide the service is a higher right. The belief of the people who are providing the service are a higher level right than the person who's looking for the service. I don't think that's common sense.
Okay. Okay. Dr. Michael Wardlow, thank you very much indeed. Thanks to Paul Given from the DUP as well. Your opinions are always welcome. 02890 333 105.